USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia continues to pound the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. There are reports that shelling struck a mosque that was sheltering 80 people, including children. Mariupol has sustained the worst of the attacks from Russia, with more than 1,200 killed. Volodymyr Zelensky encouraged his people to keep up their resistance. He again deplored NATO's refusal to declare a no-fly zone over his country and accused Russia of employing a new stage of terror with the alleged kidnapping of Melitopol's mayor. Crowds in that city have protested Russian forces over that. Saudi Arabia executed 81 people on Saturday, convicted of various crimes, including murder. It's the largest mass execution carried out in its modern history. It's not clear why that country chose Saturday for the executions. Saudi Arabia, known for mass executions, though a number of death penalty cases has dropped during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The Texas Supreme Court effectively shut down a federal challenge to the state's law that practically bans abortion. The law outlaws abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The federal Supreme Court is considering a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks. Also out of the Lone Star State, a judge has temporarily blocked state agencies from investigating parents who obtain medical care for their transgender children. Governor Greg Abbott last month ordered state agencies to open investigations. That was after Attorney General Ken Paxton wrote in a legal opinion that subjecting children to sex treatments can be constituted as child abuse. State Senator Charles Perry told CBS News that he agreed with the legal opinion.
I'm faced with the welfare of a child that, and I think the data supports it, that is not mature enough to have these decisions being made for them to understand.
A trial is scheduled for July. Daylight saving time starts early Sunday morning. Move that clock 1 hour ahead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Now this look at what is causing the country's highest inflation levels in 40 years.
America's inflation woes can be blamed on supply chain issues, surging demand, production costs, and trillions of dollars spent on COVID relief funds. So how long will Americans have to put up with the additional $300 per month on expenses from 1 year ago? Well, that depends on who you ask in Washington. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We're likely to see another year in which 12-month inflation numbers remain very uncomfortably high.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The expectations and their assessment at this point continues to be that it will moderate by the end of the year.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An NFL star has avoided criminal charges.
NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson will not be charged for sexual misconduct in Southeast Texas. A Harris County grand jury no-billed Watson Friday. Watson has long denied any wrongdoing after 20 massage therapists accused him of sexual assault or inappropriate actions during appointments. He's still being civilly sued, and the NFL is doing their own investigation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 30-year-old American tried to slide 9 snakes and 43 horned lizards past federal agents at the San Ysidro border crossing with Mexico. The reptiles were hidden in the man's jacket, pants pockets, and groin area. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.